CITR 101.9. Listen live and online at CITR.ca.
Yes, hello and welcome to the Tuesday Morning Fill-In Show with me, Dara McAnallen. Coming up in the next hour, we'll have new tracks by the likes of Alice in Chains, who of course played Deer Park Lake on Canada Day. I will also take a new track from Palms, the new band fronted by Deftones lead singer Chino Moreno. Also with three former members of Isis, of course, a now defunct post-rock band. And I'm going to be taking a track from their self-titled debut, which is brand new. Also going to have some great news for Pearl Jam fans, at least ones in North America, which I imagine most of you are. And if you haven't heard already, I'm going to save that news anyway. You probably do know, but some good news on the Pearl Jam front. But I'm going to kick off with a man, I guess he's played with Pearl Jam many times. They've played it as his backing band, and he's good friends with them as well. You know him well, I'm sure. He's Neil Young, and I'm going to play a track, a classic Crazy Horse Neil Young track from the live album Weld. This is a bit more of a rockin' version than the album version on Freedom. It's kind of more acoustic. It's actually longer as well, believe it or not. Anyway, I'm going to take this track. Most songs I'm playing today are between like 6 and 7 minutes. I hope that doesn't put you off too much. Anyway, this is Mr. Young playing Crime in the City on CITR 101.9.
Still crying. it's good to be free. Home I ever had. I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs, because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
CITR is proud to support the 36th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival on July 19th, 20th, and 21st at Jericho Beach.
This year's festival features over 60 artists, including Steve Earle and the Dukes, Aidan Knight, Kathleen Edwards, The Cat Empire, and many more.
Be sure to get your tickets today for the best weekend of your summer.
For more information, visit thefestival.bc.ca.
Yes, welcome back to the Half 10 Morning Fill-In Show here on Tuesday. Yes, it is Tuesday, and this is CITR 101.9 with me, Darren McAnallen. Before the break there, that might have shook off a couple of the cobwebs there. I guess most people have been up 3 hours. I haven't. But anyway, that was Death From Above, 1979, the Toronto two-piece. They have actually reformed as well. They came back in 2011. That album is nearly 10 years. It's about 9 years old at this stage. It was from the album. They only had one album. It's called You're a Woman, I'm a Machine, which is a pretty good title, I thought. And that was the track Black History Month. They've actually come back. They played some shows last year, I believe, and they're still trying to put together a new album. No sign of it actually emerging yet, but they're actually playing a show. It's called in Wakestock is the name of the festival. It's at Millennium Park in Collingwood in Ontario, a little distance away. But anyway, that is the band Death From Above 1979, and they play there on August 10th. Hopefully they'll bring out a new album 10 years after the first one. Anyway, I'm going to play a track now from a band who just announced a new North American tour. They are, of course, Pearl Jam. They're going to be playing Rogers Arena, not my favorite venue, I've got to say. Am I allowed to say that? I don't know. But yeah, it mainly just smells of popcorn, I think, and other things that might not be quite as legal. Anyway, that is, yeah, it's still going to be pretty great anyway. Looking forward to it. It's in December. It's a long way off, but tickets are going on sale on the 27th of July. It's on a Saturday morning at 10 a.m. They go on sale. So put that note in your calendar. If you are a Pearl Jam fan, you'll want to get in there. If you're already a member of the 10 Club, if you're lucky enough to be a member, you can already buy tickets in advance, and you can also probably get into the show early, and they usually play a little acoustic show as well for 10 Club fans, but I think you already had to have been a member before the announcement yesterday. They had a big countdown all week, and we didn't know what it was going to be. I was hoping maybe it was going to be an album and a tour announcement, maybe a little bit greedy, but it was just a tour, which isn't too bad anyway. It includes Vancouver, so that's the good news. And they're also playing Seattle, of course, and Portland as well around the same time in December. So it's something to look forward to for Pearl Jam fans. I'm going to take a track, the closing track, well, the official kind of closing track from their album Vitalogy. This is Immortality. This is Pearl Jam on CITR 101.9.
Trapped in the sun. Immortality. public show swept out through the cracks beneath the door. Holier than thou, how surrendered, executed, anyhow, scrawled, dissolved, cigar box on the floor. A chilling fine tone, and I wish you hold on to this all the trapdoor in the sun.
That is the sound of Alice in Chains, at least the current lineup of Alice in Chains, and that was a track called Voices. It's taken from their new album, The Devil Put Dinosaurs Here, possibly the silliest album title of the year, I don't know. Anyway, they played on Canada Day, they played out in Deer Lake Park. Really good show. The only downside I gotta say of it, it was a fantastically sunny day, as you know, I'm sure. Got very lucky with Canada Day, but the band came on at 8:30, which they were scheduled to do, that was fine. But they finished up about 9:40. I think the curfew was at 10 o'clock. I don't know, maybe they wanted the crowd cleared up before 10, I'm not sure. But definitely wasn't the band's decision, but they didn't even play an encore, which was a bit disappointing. But the band themselves played really well, no fault with them. That is Alice in Chains. Okay, I'm going to take a track now from a band who are playing as part of this Summer Nights concert series. It's at the PNE Amphitheatre. It's on throughout August. It's all the way into the start of September. The likes of the Beach Boys, Foreigner, REO Speedwagon, and Lights will be playing. And in this band as well, they play on August 29th. They're called Big Wreck. They're fronted by the Toronto singer Ian Thornley, kind of Canada's answer to Chris Cornell, I would say. This song is, they're a pretty rocking band. This song is a bit more restrained, which makes sense because it's called Control. Also, keep an ear out, if that makes any sense. Listen out for a strange kind of sound effect a couple of minutes in, and it goes on throughout the song. I think it sounds a little bit like UFOs. Anyway, let's see what you think, or boomerangs, who knows. Anyway, this is the band Big Wreck. They play the PNE Amphitheatre, that free concert series. The concert itself is free. You just have to pay into the at the gate to get into the PNE, which I think is about $15. And then you can pay an extra $15 to get special reserve seating at the front, right in front of the stage, if you're a big fan of any of the bands. Maybe you want to do that if you want to have a good seat. But I think I'll be happy enough to stand towards the back. Anyway, this is Big Wreck from their album. I think it came out last year. The album is called Albatross, and this is called Control on CITR 101.9. Bit of a slow intro. Thank you.
they've put him away, and now he's all screwed up. He's swallowing pills, knows when to say when. He gets to believe that he'll be just like them.
That is the band Big Wreck. They play the Peony Amphitheatre on August 29th, and that was a track called Control from last year's album Albatross. Now I'm finally going to play that new track from the band Palms, a new band as well. They just released their debut album, self-titled debut album. Chino Moreno, the lead singer with Deftones, fronts the band, and they're basically made up of the members of Isis. They broke up a few years ago, so they basically got Jeff Coxide on bass, they got Aaron Harris on drums, and Brian Clifford Mayer on guitar as well. I think there's only about 7 songs on this album, and it's about 47 minutes long, so that kind of gives you an idea of what to expect. This is actually the shortest song on the album I'm about to play, and it clocks in just under 6 minutes. So kind of epic rock, I guess, kind of album that you have to let it kind of wash over you. I think it's going to take time to listen to it. It's not really the kind of album you want to be listening to for the first time while trying to find a radio-friendly song, because that's not really the kind of album that it is. But it sounds really good. So this is Palms. I'm going to play the track Tropics. And here we go. This is Palms on CITR 101.9. Thank you.
It's not my destiny to be the one that you will lay with. So many reasons why I have to go but want to stay here. Sometimes I want to taste, but then I don't know what I'm saying. You are the angel, and I am the one that is praying.
Radio show.
brewed fresh, and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Yes, welcome back to the morning fill-in here on CITR 101.9. Before the break there, you heard Weezer from their third self-titled album, unofficially known as the Red Album. That was the closing track, The Angel and the One. And Weezer are headlining next Sunday's Rock the Shores Festival in Victoria over there on the island. They're playing the Juan de Fuca Recreation Centre. Also on the days, Mother Mother sent the Sam Robarts Band, AWOL Nation, Vince Vaccaro, and Rainwolf as well. Apparently it just sold out last night, I think. I was half considering going, as I only found out about it yesterday, but it was a little bit, would have been a bit too expensive. I think I'll have to save my money for Pearl Jam as well. And once again, it's kind of like the Canada Day thing. They're on at 8:30 and the curfew is at 10. So it's kind of an hour of Weezer, maybe not worth it. But still, if you're out on the island, check it out for sure. Weezer, great band, maybe not in the last few years, the last couple albums, but the first few were fantastic. Okay, I'm going to finish up now with a proper epic. The last, I guess, hour, most last 15 minutes, I've been playing songs in around 6 minutes. This one is a little bit longer than that, so I'm kind of running out of time, so I better just crack into it. This is a band called Soul Savers, two kind of electronic guys from Manchester. And they teamed up with Mark Lanigan on a couple albums, especially this one, one from a few years ago called Broken. And this is a track called Some Misunderstanding. This is CITR 101.9. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. And stick around because we have a very cool interview today. Dave Hilliard is going to be phoning in.